everybody, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Oma. Hey, girl, shawty, it's your birthday. Today is movie reviews. Holla! And for our movie review of today is going to be Wedding Party 2. Drum roll, please. Yes. Now, the Wedding Party 1 came out last year, and this is the sequel to the Wedding Party 2. Now, why do people really like the Wedding Party 1? Because of the love story between Adesua and Banky W. Oh my god, and they eventually went off to get married. And I'm super stoked about that, because it's just an emotional thing. Well, they came out with a new one titled The Wedding Party 2 Destination Dubai. I watched it. I had to watch it again because, you know, I had really high hopes for the Wedding Party 2. You know, people are always like, you know, I'm very particular, have like a particular thing I'm looking for in a movie, and necessarily that's not what I do. The thing is, when I go to a movie, I see anything, I expect something, and when I don't get back what I expect, I feel very wounded and feel assaulted. And I really felt assaulted when I watched The Wedding Party 2. Now the movie goes on to see the elder brother of Banky in the movie get married to his white girlfriend. Now it is a proposal he didn't plan for, and they are now getting married. Yes. Now the high point or my low point of the movie was that, number one, it was overly forced. The drama, the humor, the people. I am literally tired of seeing Ikechukwu in that movie. Seriously, I really don't know his role. I don't understand. I like the fact that Banky headbutts him, like hits him in the head sometimes. I think that's cute. But after that, I don't like that. Some Kele's body is to die for. That girl with one child and that body. Boy, oh boy. Take me to your gym. I think I want to work out because that body, I want to wear it. Then we're moving on to the Winstons. Now the Winstons is the white girl's family. It's supposed to be a wealthy family from a royal background, but their suitcase wasn't really regal. It was just ratchet luggage, and the whole mosquito sprays and the whole thing was overly like, was it necessary? I love the humor that the people in the customs uniforms brought in, but honestly, it was forced. Seriously. Then why again, Shola Sobowale was divine. Wedding Party 1, Wedding Party 2, divine. Like, if there should be a Wedding Party 3, which I don't want to be, let it be a Shola Sobowale and Alibaba remarried. Or they are doing their, you know, doing their, again, it's only how I want to see. Then in Rachel, absolutely divine. I loved her role. Zainab Balogun was the wedding planner in the first one. She killed it in this second one also. She's absolutely breathtaking and beautiful. Beverly Naya was like the person that wanted to steal the husband from Adesua. How can you leave Lagos, travel all the way to Dubai for your ex's wedding, and you don't do anything? It is so, I am even angry. I am so pained. Her role wasn't just. It wasn't just like, it wasn't felt. I just felt that she was just, it was a wasted effort. If she was there, if she wasn't there, it really didn't make any sense. Really, it didn't make any sense. Then what again, the proposal part was, well, I've done that. Then the Igbo marriage part, really, guys. If you guys wanted to actually show the beauty of an Igbo marriage, you would have gone to watch the movie, the Adada video by Flavor, and they would have taught you a few things. So these are the things that I felt were really off with Wedding Party 2. Now please do not have a Wedding Party 3. It will be too forced. It will be just like the end is now, well, the applause is high. You know, don't drag it out. And I know that there's going to be a Wedding Party 3. It's going to be Som Kele and Ikechukwu getting married. Please. I don't want to see it. Please let us remove it. My name is still Oma. Hook me up on social media. I almost speaks. I'm right here on Anchor. Follow me, shout me out, wave, and I'll get right back to you. You can call in, send me a message. I'll play right here on my station, and we can get together and maybe do a podcast together. So I come your way next week. Remember, Lagos in 1 minute comes very, very, very soon.